You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Snow FM breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up for your Thursday.
Hey, Simo, I want to ask a question. Have you ever seen a streetlight switch itself on or off?
No, but you do see strange things on the streets sometimes.
Well, I mean, you do see streetlights on, which would, and at times off, which would imply there is a moment in between where they flicker on and off. And this morning I got to witness this fantastic event.
Oh,
it was kind of spooky.
Speaking of witnessing, spectacular events on the street. We had quite a time yesterday.
Yes. I just remembered that.
Yeah, and how did you possibly forget?
Well, I mean, I'm mentally scarred by it.
I did notice that you backed away from it significantly.
So we were, yesterday after the show, we were heading to grab a coffee and walking past a cafe. There was a man sitting on a bench.
Yep.
With what can only be described as the worst plumber's crack you've seen ever. Like, it would have been a good 10 centimetres.
It was quite low, wasn't it? He was riding real low.
I know, he was getting fresh air in there.
He was the low rider.
I know, it almost put me off my food.
What do you do? Did you feel guilty walking past without telling him?
Well, you can't tell him.
Why not?
Well, why didn't you tell him? You were there as well. You could have done it. You've got a mouth.
I asked you the question first.
And I responded by asking you a different question. It's what politicians have been doing for decades.
Okay. Well, in that case, no, I guess he's entitled to. I did notice that you took a much wider berth in regards to distance from the arse. So I was just wondering if that was something you typically do when that occurs.
What, do I try and stay away from plumber's cracks?
Yeah.
Well, normally I do when it's like that. I do tend to give myself, as you say, a wide berth from the arse.
And so is that because you're afraid you're going to catch something, or what's the go?
No, I just don't want to be near it.
It's not in the vicinity.
No.
Scared of its gravitational pull. It might disappear inside.
Yeah, there's obvious jokes there. We're just going to leave.
It's Starly this morning. This is Cool on Me. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up as per usual. Snow FM breakfast.
Keep my hands to myself.
Selena Gomez, hands to myself, as like she's a kleptomaniac or something. Simo and Jordan waking you up 26 past.
Now, Simo, there's lots of different types of milk. So we've got, full cream, skim. What else do we have? There's almond milk, there's soy milk.
There's one that I had the other day that had a big heart on it, but I don't know what that was.
There's oat milk, which I think is a thing as well.
Milk and oats.
Well, Simo, there is a new type of milk, which is apparently better for you than pretty much all of those. It's classified as a superfood, but look, I'm not sure whether I'd try it or not.
Yeah, okay.
So I've got the scientific research on this milk. It contains all 9 essential amino acids that the human body needs to function, plus is rich in protein, lipids, and carbs.
Thank goodness for that.
even though it's all that, I mean, it sounds good so far.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like a good time.
Until you realise where this milk is from. And look, there's
no one ever wants to know where the sausage is made.
I didn't even know that this animal, like, produced milk. But, Simo, we're talking about cockroaches.
Yeah, that's an interesting turn of events.
Cockroach milk. Apparently it's a thing. It's going viral. Apparently this research was done in the 1970s.
Oh, yeah.
Which shows they were looking at it back then. But scientists realised that people would be put off the idea of milk if it came from a creepy crawly.
Have we got details on how they go about milking the cockroaches?
Well, so I can tell you that to produce 100 mils of milk, you would need to milk, in inverted commas, more than 1,000 cockroaches.
Yeah.
Now, last time I checked, and admittedly, I haven't checked at all, but cockroaches don't have, like, udders underneath them like a cow.
Are you sure?
I mean, again, like I say, haven't checked.
Yeah, put one under a microscope.
But last time I checked, old McDonald wasn't there sitting on a little stool just milking cockroaches.
Who came up with this idea?
I don't know.
Someone in the 70s.
Yeah, so 1970s this research was done, and it's just kind of come to the front now.
Yeah, some people are really into bugs. So did I mention that My brother went to university to study insects.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So when I was growing up, in the fridge, he'd quite often, because you can freeze bugs alive and just pop them in the freezer or the fridge. So we had, you know, we had the butter, we had, you know, some carrots, and then in, like, the next cup, we had, like, oh, yeah, there's a spider, there's a cockroach.
All right,
there's...
Couple of little things.
Yeah.
I like that you tried to think of anything else that belongs in a fridge, and the second thing you came up with was carrots.
Carrots. Yeah, they go in there.
Number two.
Hmm.
Isn't your brother now, doesn't he work as like a...
Health inspector
for restaurants going around to make sure they don't have bugs?
That's correct.
So what happened in his life? He used to love bugs, and now he wants to exterminate them!
No, so he still likes them.
I see. Also, he goes out to restaurants and just collects them, does he?
He goes and rescues them.
Oh, I see. Fair enough.
I guess that's the mentality that he probably has.
Well, I mean, either or. But so, Simo, cockroach milk, yes or no, would you give it a go?
Hell no. Camila Cabello, that was Havana on Snow FM Breakfast. You're joining Simo and Jordan this morning. It is 22 minutes past, and we were discussing the grandparents, or when you were growing up, there was always the opportunity to kind of, you could get away with a lot more, I felt, as opposed to your parents.
Well, Simo, we found out about your family. I mean, we've spoken to your Oma before on the show, and she likes to crack the whip if ever you step out of line.
That's right, but Bevan and Shirley,
the grandparents on the other side of the family, more relaxed.
Yeah, on Mum's side, Bevan and Shirley, absolutely no worries.
Mm.
Dad's side, Oma, different story entirely. This has come about, right? So everyone for a long time has been worried about over there in China how the kids are learning quicker than all the other, you know, Aussie kids and that kind of thing. They're going to take the jobs. Get around this kid in China at his grandparents' house.
Right.
He's got up to a little bit of mischief.
All right, how old are we talking? Do we have a rough age of the grandparents?
I don't think I've got an age here, unfortunately.
Okay, we'll just have a guess. Are we, what, 10 years old?
No, I think... Considering what's happened to him, we've got to be looking at more 5 and 6, maybe younger.
Right.
All right. So firefighters in China responded to the family's home to extract the toddler. There you go, toddler.
Mm-hmm.
There's an age. To extract a toddler's head from inside a metal tea kettle.
Okay.
So I don't know if, you know, Nana and Grandpa just didn't have a games console.
Yeah.
Off you go. Go play with the kettle.
Yeah, just... Hopefully you don't get your head stuck inside it.
If my grandparents did that, it would be along the lines of, Bevan, make sure you unplug the kettle before you let Simon play with it.
How was it? Did he, like, just stick it on his hat as if it, stick it on his head as if it was a hat?
Looks like it.
Or did it go down and, like, cover his full face like it's some form of balaclava?
Yep.
Well, which one was it?
So it looks like he's managed to, pop it on his head like a hat.
I see, okay.
He got stuck on his...
Maybe it's just fashion for school kids in China. I mean, I don't know. I haven't been to school in China, but maybe that could be all the range.
Yeah, so the grandparents had to make the call for to the firefighters.
Oh, that's an interesting phone call to make.
Because they couldn't obviously get it off themselves.
I like how they go, you know, when you call 000, is like, a police fire or ambulance, which one do you need? And they're like, yeah, I don't really know. Probably a bit of all three.
All of them, maybe?
Yeah.
Took about half an hour to remove the kettle.
How did they get it off just like with butter or something to kind of loosen it up?
I imagine it might even be like a Jaws of Life type situation.
I don't think they would have used the Jaws of Life. Have you seen? They're massive scissors and potentially dangerous when they're cutting some metal and there is a small child's head right next door to it.
Yeah, there might have been something a bit more used, something with a bit more finesse.
Well, again, the firefighter's like... opening the back of their truck. It's like, what equipment can we use?
Yeah.
It's a tricky one. I don't know which one we're going
to
use for this.
They've made an interesting decision because there's either take him to the hospital where it's more surgical, but they've called just the fire department, you know, a bit more gusto, a bit more, you know, a bit more action.
Mm. But it's just they managed to get the teapot in question off the child's head.
That's right. The boy was not seriously injured.
Oh, that's good.
All's well that ends well.
And has a brilliant photo, which I'm sure will get brought up at his 21st.
Yeah, that, and I don't know if the grandparents will have sitting responsibilities for a little while.
Maybe just give them a little bit of time off.
It's like...
Or at least put one of those knee-high fences around the kitchen.
What's Nana getting for her birthday?
Well, she needs a brand new teapot now.
New kettle, yeah. We've got Ed Sheeran, this is Sing, Snow FM. Late in the evening, love. New music from the pink hair Justin Bieber, his full album dropping at the end of January. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up for your Thursday, 7 minutes on the way to 8 o'clock.
And Simo, it is time to look into the future.
Yeah, apparently. So we've been having a look at what we think's going to happen in 2020.
Yes.
I've already taken some extreme steps in trying to tell the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I was an asparomancer. I used some asparagus to check on the future.
Yes, if you missed it yesterday, Simo threw asparagus on the floor and claimed that by looking at how it fell,
yep.
Australian Idol participant, I don't know whether he won it or not, but Wes Carr
will be
Australia's 2020 Eurovision entrant.
That's right.
But today, Simo, we've left Eurovision behind and we are looking towards perhaps the greatest reality TV show of all time, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Righto. So we're going to be trying to determine, is it two for the year?
Yeah. So there's two for the year. Who will be the bachelor? So who'll be the guy that all the girls flock for? And who'll be the bachelorette? Who'll be the girl that all the guys flock for?
All right. Can we start with the bachelor?
Okay, we'll start with the bachelor. Yeah. I have picked one which I can guarantee no one would dispute that this guy would not make a brilliant season of The Bachelor.
This one. All right, so the male bachelor, Jordan's prediction. Here is who he's after.
Maximum.
What?
Maximum Vegemite. No more than that. This is basically, it looks black and it looks kind of a, it's just salt. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It is beautiful yeast extract.
This is the best.
Direct from the outback of Australia.
Oh, I know who that is.
Do you recognise that voice?
Yes, that is Hugh Jackman.
It is Hugh Jackman.
Wow.
What an amazing, I mean, he's probably too busy making movies and I'm pretty sure he's in a happy relationship.
Okay.
But ignoring those two facts,
mm-hmm.
he would make an unbelievable spatula. Can you imagine that season?
Yeah, that would be quite phenomenal.
That would be unbelievable. I would love to see that happen.
The old dinner trick of, have you ever been to dinner with someone that's maybe a little bit too into Hugh Jackman or the X-Men?
I think everyone's a little bit into Hugh Jackman.
They do the Wolverine claws. Grab the knives on all the table and then put them between their fingers like, look, I'm Wolverine.
Yeah, and then that's a sign that you should never speak to that person ever again.
Some of my best mates do that.
Point proven.
Okay, for Simo's production, let's all take a moment, take a bit of a deep breath and contact the other side.
All right, who?
I see this year's bachelor. Who is on the other side of this mystical prediction?
What I don't see is a Logie for you for your acting. I mean, seriously.
Waleed Ali.
Waleed Ali?
Yeah, Waleed.
Again, we've both picked two people that are in very happy relationships.
Is Waleed not single?
No, I'm pretty sure he's
nah, married. Surely.
I think he is.
Oh, well.
I could be wrong.
Well, I don't mess with the prediction. I am just the conduit. I am just the, I don't know any other words.
Medium?
That's right, yeah.
That's
they only speak through me, Jordan.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And this morning you've got Waleed Ali, your prediction.
That's
for The
right.
Bachelor.
Waleed will be 2020's Bachelor.
I'm in shock. All right, should we go over to The Bachelorette?
Please.
And who will be The Bachelorette for this year? Again, my prediction. I don't think there would be anyone that would disagree with this.
Okay.
And it would make an unbelievable season.
Good morning, boys. How are you? Good morning.
Your Omar, I would love to see Simo's Omar be the Bachelorette for 2020. Again, in a very happy relationship with Oppa and a long-time relationship as well. What,
yeah,
50 years or something ridiculous?
Long time,
but
two.
I would love to see. That would be an amazing season of The Bachelorette.
Your
Omar, how old is she, if you don't mind me asking?
Old.
Is she old? Roughly, she's over 90.
Not quite over 90. I think she's only 88.
88, okay, close. There. But, I mean, that would be an unbelievable. I would love to see her and Osha on my TV screen every single day.
Yeah, do you think they could pull that same trick they did? You know how there was the secret brother in 2019?
Oh, yeah. So you missed it. So the Bachelorette girl went into the mansion, and for the first, I think, week or so, her brother was actually there just pretending to be. Didn't say that it was a brother.
Yeah.
But just pretending to be one of the guys vying for his sister's heart, which, when you say it like that, sounds kind of creepy.
Because maybe we could get Oppa
involved
as the secret But no, you could just put him in as a contestant.
Yeah, and then what, he wins at the end?
Yeah, and then he wins at the end.
And then your Omar and Oppa get a new car or whatever the prize is for The Bachelor.
And then your betting account goes way up.
Brilliant.
Lizzo's Juice, Snow FM, Breakfast, Simo and Jordan with you. 16 minutes on the way to 9. We got your Tech Daily. That one's up next thanks to Lake Krakenback Resort and Spa. But I wanted to mention that it's the time where most of the gifts from Christmas have been played with and enjoyed, and there's a lot of tech gifts that were dished out in December.
What are we, sort of 2.5, 3 weeks past Christmas?
Yeah.
A lot of the presents making their way to the top drawer, and there they will remain.
Are you familiar with the Apple AirPods?
What are they? So they're though the little the headphones, but they're wireless. They're just like little, like little buds. They're only like maybe 3 or so centimeters big.
That's right.
And they just go in your ears, and they're wireless.
Yeah, they're only really little. Mm. And a 7-year-old received a new set of AirPods for Christmas. However, over a 3-week period, something a bit unfortunate has happened with this.
So hang on, AirPods, did he lose one of them? Because, I mean, I don't own AirPods, but I imagine that would be the single most annoying thing. Because you can't just buy one AirPod, you have to buy two.
Yes and no. He has lost one of them, but also not lost it.
Well,
he knows exactly where it is.
He knows where it is, he just can't get it.
Have you seen this, have you?
No.
Okay, so he swallowed it.
Wait, hang on, so the kid
ate
the AirPod?
Yes.
Okay.
Went down the hatch.
I mean, call me crazy, I prefer just eating toast for breakfast, but, you know, each to their own and all that sort of thing.
Well, I'm not sure if he ate it on purpose, but either way, it got swallowed, and apparently Mum thought it was a bit odd when a week after receiving his AirPods, he was like, "Mum, I don't want my phone. I don't want it to be near my phone. I don't want it to connect. I don't want my AirPods to connect and start playing music."
Why? Because then music would be playing out of his stomach.
Yeah, just a bit
of... So it was still working.
A bit of Bruno Mars from... inside the body.
So this kid, he's fine. Okay.
He's all good. Doctors have said that they don't need to operate. They're going to wait for the AirPod to transition naturally.
I mean, on the plus side, amazing ad for the strength and durability of AirPods. That it can make its way down his throat, through the intestine, into the stomach where there's like acid, which just destroys food.
Mm.
And it's kind of making its way through the intestine and still working perfectly. It's still loud enough that you can hear it through all the skin and all the other organisms that are inside you.
I assume it would be a vibrations issue going through the intestines.
That would be imagine if you get a call at like 3 o'clock in the morning and just your stomach starts vibrating.
Yeah, you'd...
Actually, I don't think the AirPods vibrate now I think about it. That would be really annoying.
You'd want to put your phone on airplane mode.
Definitely.
You don't want to take any calls, that's for sure. But...
sorry, can't be contacted. I've eaten my headphones. Imagine if like an adult did this. Sorry, boss, can't come into work today. Oh, why are you unwell? Well, kind of.
Yeah. So Mum said he's going to get wired headsets until he gets a little older.
No, actually, I think he needs these big headphones that we wear.
That's right.
I mean, if you eat these set of headphones... it's kind of impressive, but it's not going to happen.
It's not a snack anymore. It's no longer an entree. He's that entree. That's a full main if he's going to eat that size headphones. Normani's Motivation, Snow FM, Breakfast. 7 minutes on the way to 9. Simo and Jordan with a bit of snake chat for you Thursday.
Yes, Simo, it's one of our least favourite animals, but seems to get talked about the most on Snow FM Breakfast. Snakes finding themselves into places where snakes shouldn't be.
Yeah, and this one I feel has quite a decision-making process required from your good self.
Right, okay.
Because you would... yeah, there would be an issue here for you. So basically, long story short, a snake managed to slither into a oven.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started cooking.
Okay.
So the oven was then used without noticing that the snake was in the bottom.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I got you now. So, yeah. Okay, so while just at night when the oven wasn't in use,
that's
the snake
right.
slithered in, thought, this seems a nice place to live.
Mm-hmm.
And then some... Homo sapiens put some food in there to cook.
That's right.
And didn't realise that there was a snake living at the bottom of the oven.
That's right.
I assume, I don't want to sound morbid,
yeah.
but I mean, I know what ovens do. I know that one of their functions is to quite literally cook meat.
Do you use the fan function? Are you on which one? How many clicks for your oven at home?
Just put it on hot and then it cooks.
Then it goes?
I just put it on hot mode.
Well.
But sad, it's... the snake is no more.
They threw in a pizza, obviously. Thought they'd cook the pizza.
Like a frozen pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't notice that there was... first time, didn't notice that there was a a snake there, kind of with its spacious new home.
What type of pizza was it? Because if it was like, if the pizza had pineapple on, I would probably prefer to eat the snake.
No, I think this... Wow, big call, really?
Your pineapple does not go on pizza.
No, that's right. That is true. That is one of the things we agree on.
Yes.
However, not...
64572977. Which one would you prefer to eat, a snake or a pizza with pineapple on?
But the... The pizza is unlisted, so I imagine it's probably a Supreme, the generic of all pizzas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, Supreme can sometimes have pineapple on as well.
That is true.
So, I mean, we need details, Simo.
So, there's a quote here from Amber. She's there with the kids, noticed that the oven started smoking.
Mm-hmm.
The oven started smoking, and I told my boys to back up so I can make sure it's not a fire or anything, you know.
I like how she saw the oven smoking, and she thought, back up, there could be danger here. Probably at no point did it ever cross her mind that a dangerous animal would have been in the oven, which would... make the situation dangerous.
Got another quote here from Amber. I looked closely and was like, oh my god, that's a friggin' snake.
Yep. Did she say friggin' or did she perhaps use a stronger word?
No, friggin' is the official quote.
Okay, fair enough. Good. Good skill, manages to center yourself around your kids when you've just noticed there is a snake in your oven.
Now, this is where it comes to the crunch.
Yes.
She and the family lost interest in the pizza.
Really? Oh, sorry, when you just came to the crunch, is that like a cooking term? Like if the pizza was particularly crunchy?
Thank you. Then they decided that they would go
Know what? Takeaway's looking like a good option.
Yeah. So that's the question that I have for you.
Mm.
This scenario happens to Jordan, right? If the snake is no longer a threat, is that pizza going into the waste or is that leftovers or is that being eaten... straight away out of that oven.
Oh, you know what? It depends on how bad the smell... Because what did it say? The oven started smelling really bad? Was that how they noticed
it? Smoking.
It started smoking.
No smells or anything like that.
Okay.
So there just might be a bit of a snake aroma maybe to that Supreme pizza.
I'll tell you what I do.
What?
If this happened to me...
Yep.
So I have two housemates.
Mm-hmm.
I'd call out for one of them
yes.
saying... housemate treat, I've made a pizza and let them eat the first slice. And if they go... this tastes a bit funny. Then I do not eat the pizza, but if they remain silent on the issue, the rest of the pizza is mine.
Fair game. Once it begins.
That's my plan.
Sage the Gemini. Now and later, Snow FM breakfast. 3 minutes on the way to 9. Morning.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.